KCUF. KCUF. West Danderloo's 5,000 watt flamethrower. KCUF.
You sneak around the corner and start sucking on your pipe. It's the same hazy B movie scene each day and every night. You grovel and you beg from all the people on the street. Lying through your blackened teeth, you'll buy something to eat. But they can smell you, and with that smile, you're not fooling anyone. Meth teeth ain't pretty, and rotted gums are one of those things you don't get back. Meth teeth ain't pretty. Do you ever wonder how they get here while you're making money on your back? All those dead teeth, they make me hack. I know you think you're not like all the other kids. Just three or four more hits and then you're gonna hit the skids. But four turns into 20 in your tongue and some guy's rocks. Now the guy that you've been blowing is prying your teeth bits off his cock. His screams don't scare you, and you just keep thinking that's one less tooth I've gotta pull. Meth teeth ain't pretty, and rotted gums are one of those things you don't get back. Meth teeth ain't pretty. Do you wonder how to get here, making all this money on my back? All those dead teeth, they make me hack. Meth teeth ain't pretty, and no one likes a smelly girl whose teeth are black. Meth teeth aren't pretty, and it's really kind of sad when your friends are trying to get you to switch back to smoking crack. I didn't realize that teeth could get that black. You started out so young and pretty, with such pink and healthy gums. Then Uncle Ernie showed you how to smoke meth, and suddenly his touches, well, they didn't seem that wrong. Now you smoke just to forget him and the stale taste of his tongue. Meth teeth ain't pretty, and rotted gums are one of those things you don't get back. Meth teeth ain't pretty. Do you ever wonder how to get here? Why am I making money on my back? All those dead teeth, they make me hack. Are your teeth painted or really are they black? All those dead teeth, they make me hack. La da na 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 na.
You're listening to The Dangerous Mind of Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. No excuses, no BS, no pants.
Meth teeth ain't pretty. It's a long-distance dedication going out to our friends in Canada. Welcome to PCH Top 40. It was the summer of 2012, and the boys of PCH wrote a bunch of songs that never really saw the light of day. But we're gonna play them for you right now. And we'll be back next week with a lot more idiotic commentary. Enjoy.
Hey, don't wait up for me.
Wait, dude, you're going out to see what's-her-name, aren't you?
Oh, man, why do you always have to get so down on her?
I know you're crazy about that girl. She's freaky cool, sexy and cute, and really rocks your world. You might be the only guy in town who doesn't seem to realize how much she got around. I think there's something gotta tell you about. She's got AIDS. Won't wash off in the shower. She's got AIDS. Something stinks about that flower. One thing you gotta understand, AIDS doesn't just come from anal sex with a man.
Wait, I thought you couldn't get AIDS from having heterosexual intercourse with a woman.
No, dude, she's got AIDS.
There's a chance her crotch is all infested. You might want to go to a doc and get yourself blood tested. Why is this something no one told you about? She's got AIDS. I hope you used a dental dam now. She's got AIDS. That's one seriously bad clam now. One thing you gotta understand. AIDS doesn't just come from bad meat in the can. You see, your life's in danger because she blew three dozen strangers.
This is all crazy. I mean, what exactly is AIDS?
Dude, AIDS is a disease of the human immune system caused by the human immunodeficiency virus, otherwise known as HIV.
She's got AIDS. Those scabs should have been a warning. She's got AIDS. Bitch will be dead before morning. One thing I hope that you understand.
The bitch got AIDS.
So what are you saying?
She's got AIDS.
Should I call her?
She's got.
Are you saying I should break up with her?
She's got AIDS. She's got AIDS.
And that bitch gonna die.
I met a special girl at Taco Bell last night. She sat down with me and she asked about my life. I told her I was sad and life just ain't that great. I lost my job and I watched the talk while I masturbate. She took me home to her bed. She pushed me back and gave me head. But when I crawled down deep beneath her velvet thighs, her penis nearly poked me in the eyes. To my surprise, my new lady was a man. But at that point, I really couldn't make a stand. I wouldn't be rude and run screaming for the door. So I got down on my knees and put my head down on the floor. My new girlfriend is a guy. It's a little weird, I cannot lie. But if I close my eyes and try not to touch her schlong, it really doesn't seem to be that wrong. You know, I never thought that I would find true love, especially with a girl who has some balls. But now I've got it and I guess that it's okay. As long as I don't blow her, then I'm not the one who's gay. It's been a year now and I don't know what to say. I'm still not blowing her, so I'm still not all that gay. I know you're thinking that all of this is just too weird. My girl's got balls and can grow a real nice beard. My new girlfriend is a guy.
So you know I'm living with my woman and she ain't too happy with me lately. It's not that I don't treat her right. It's just that I seem to forget a certain something. Some nights when I go to bed, I gotta get up and pee. Sometimes I forget in this house there's someone other than me. You know, I go and do my business, and then I finish right up. And then sometimes I forget that I
left the toilet seat up. And then my baby looks at me with that big nasty frown and says, "Hey man, when you ever gonna learn to leave that toilet seat down? Leave the toilet seat down. Hey man, I just can't remember. Leave the toilet seat down. Yeah, baby, I know that water's cold in December. Leave the toilet seat down. I don't know why it won't stick in my head. Leave the toilet seat down." That's what she said. So last week, her mother comes over, and I had to use the can. I had about 3, 4, maybe 9 beers. Goes right through you, man. Then when I come back, my baby asks, she says, "Hey, did you do that thing I asked you to do?" And I said, "Yeah, I took the trash out an hour ago. Didn't you see me put on my shoes?" She said, "No. Did you leave the seat down?" And she got all up in arms. And I said, "Baby, why can't you just drop that thing? You know, gravity works like a charm." Knew I was in the doghouse, 'cause that look on her face made me say, "Ouch." Baby threw me a blanket and said, "Hey, you sleeping your ass tonight on the couch. Leave the toilet seat down. Come on, baby, you must be kidding. Leave the toilet seat down. Hey, I'm standing, I ain't sitting. Leave the toilet seat down. Don't know why this won't stick in my head. Leave the toilet seat down." That's what she said. She said, "Hey, baby, you know, I know you got a lot of things on your mind, but there's one thing you gotta remember is that when I go in there, sometimes the toilet seat's up." And I said, "Hey, can't you take that extra, like, half a second to, like, take your finger and push it and have the thing fall into place?" Damn, you would have think I killed her mother with that look that came across her face. Leave the toilet seat down. I guess this is my burden. Leave the toilet seat down. Come on, baby, who's it hurting? Leave the toilet seat down. Come on, let's stop arguing, this is crazy. Leave the toilet seat down. I can't help it if you're lazy. All right, baby, whatever you want. I'll leave the toilet seat down for you. Maybe.